This programming is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters. Information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester. It's time to Go Ask Your Father. The phones are open for your call, and Father is standing by to answer your question. Any question you have about the Catholic Church is fair game. Get a solid, orthodox explanation to your question. You can Go Ask Your Father by calling 1-888-914-9149. 1-888-914-9149.
Have you ever been involved in a sport? And having been involved in a sport, had a pregame pep talk or a halftime correction? Have one of those challenging talks that you hear, inspiring talks that you hear, that motivate you to go out and perhaps come from behind to win? Well, that's how I felt this morning when I meditated on the meditation of the day in the Magnificat for today, for the Wednesday of the fourth week in Lent. It's from the servant of God, Catherine Doherty, who is the founder of the Madonna House. It was like hearing a coach both cajoling but also encouraging. Here's how the servant of God began her meditation. Every day of this holy season of Lent cries out God's love to us and for us. Are we going to begin to cry out our love back to Him? Or are we going to hem ourselves into a sort of a deadly prison by deadly words so short and so tragic? Yes, but. Yes, if. Yes, maybe. Not now. Lord, a little later. Is it possible that we can do that after we have traveled this holy journey, especially the last mile of His public life and His passion? These were challenging words because I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm tempted to say yes, but, yes, if, yes, maybe, not now, Lord, a little later. But I remember, like I think I've said before here on Go Ask Your Father, I remember running out every day in the gym in my high school with that sign right above the door, if not now, when? If not you, who? And that's really what St. Paul said to us at the beginning of Lent. Now is the time. Now is the time for us to be reconciled. Now is the time for us to be ambassadors of God's mercy and reconciliation. There's still plenty of time of Lent left for us to begin again that journey with the Lord where we draw close to Him. For He cries out in love to us. He cries out in love for us, asking us to respond, not later, not with a yes, but, or a yes, if, but with a yes, Lord, here I am. I've come to do your will.